Well, we go to the show. Where is it? That your show right in the middle of London. What the hell is it?
Big theater?
Yeah. Right in the middle of London, maybe in London.
Palladium? Piccadilly Circus?
Piccadilly Circus. We went to this, because we had to have no expensive bloody seat, we took it to...
Balcony.
Yeah. We went in, there was an old major in there with a couple of women.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, little boys. I said, pretty good. John Lee? Yeah, just from France.
Yeah.
Oh, sit down. Oh, at least I do. Watch this bloody show. And after a while, the old Pete says, well, what is this? I got to leave you. I got to go back to camp. Boys, all that. The women will take care of you.
And were they pretty?
And he beats it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, these women, one was a nice looking young thing, about 30, I guess. That's about 5 years. The other one was an old lady, about 50, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And she got hooked on knowing this old lady.
Poor Fred.
So we come out there and we went and had a mug up at some bloody restaurant, little restaurant there, in there. A mug up. And Jimmy buggers off with this other good looking one, and I get stuck with this old lady, so I was up. Oh, great. She had an apartment, I think. Oh, yeah. And the piss house was in the corner of the apartment. And I gets in the bed with her. I was fucking around. She said, oh, you got a rubber?
Mm-hmm. Did you know what it was at the time?
Eh?
Did you know what that was?
No, I knew it. So she dug one up and dressed the doors and got kisses. And she gave it to me. I'll put it on for her. And I got my piece of tail. And Christ, I wanted to have a piss bad.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, oh, good. Yes, she said, no, I'm falling outside. I went and I started a piss when I was halfway there. And by the time I reached the door, I was out here. Christ, I couldn't hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Just gets in the door and the bloody thing, plop, it busted.
Oh,
what a bloody mess. I was pulling this. This bloody thing off the chunks, you know, rubber. Pulled out. And I had my pee and I came back. And I guess I slept. But anyway, in the morning when I woke up, oh Christ, I was ever sore. I was sore as a bastard. So I gets up. I pretty mad at her. She's better to fix me up, the old lady. She ain't much. A dose or something. And I went out, I met old Harry. No, Jimmy. Jimmy ain't stuck. I met Jimmy out in the stable. I said, Christ. He started to get old, friend. Oh, I said, that old lady, she gave me a dose. She give you a dose. He was an old fellow. He was about 20, 29.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I said, I got a bloody dose. I said, bloody foolish, you can't get a dose that bloody quick.
No, you couldn't feel it. No.
Silly bastard. He said, no, it can't be. Well, I said, in some kind of, well, he said, you know, the piss houses and the pubs always be outside, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
He said, this one is. Let's go in and see. We'll say what the hell it is. That's a bloody kill. Christ, he said. Where the hell is it? You know there's a heavy cord around the neck of those bloody...
It was still on?
Yeah, you know that heavy cord? You know?
Yeah.
When I pulled this rubber off, it had all come off but this bloody ring.
And it was down at the base of your penis?
Yeah, and it was shrunk. It shrunk up, you know.
And it
cut all the circulation off my cock, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, poor little bastard. Christ. That wouldn't be. Reach out the goddamn through this thing anyway. It was all right to me. All right. After what a feeling come back. Oh, Christ. But anyway, that was it. I don't know. Anyway, we bugged around London for the rest of that holiday. It was only 8 days.
Just 8 days leave?
8 days.
You told me something about money from...
Oh yeah, I went into the pay office. Yeah, we was pretty broke, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimmy said, well, Gunther, I fixed it. I said, I'm pretty well broke. Well, he said, let's go down to the pay office. Where the hell's the pay office? Oh, I don't know. He said, oh, we're fine. So we went and found a pole and we were asking where the Canadian pay office was. And this cop with him, that bag of was too, you know. He said, oh, you still hang one off on it? We run out of money. So he took us down to this place. He went upstairs. It was near this Piccadilly Circus.
Mm-hmm.
He went upstairs. So we went up there, and there's a long count, about this long. There's a door in there to a room in the corner, see? And there's a counter down here. And we come in and go there, over the curtain. And there was a sergeant major there. Yeah, what are you for you, fellas? And so I says, how about some money? We're pretty well shy. Money? You bastards, you get no bloody money. Oh, he's trying to lay it down. Listen, this door opened.
Mm-hmm.
And who should come out with a little pat? This is my officer.
Mm-hmm.
One of the song that broke his heart in his platoon.
Well, that he was transferred to London.
Yeah. Hey, Christ. Ah, Christ. He came dashing over to the ring. And Jimmy, you knew Jimmy too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Christ. Hey, what the hell are you doing here? Well, we said we was trying to hold up the side of the for some... Find me to get in front of some money and don't sting you. Don't be tight on him. They've got it, I know they've got it, and they deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way the old boy... And by God, we got another 20 pounds. Yeah.
I bet you went through it in London, too.
Oh, no, I was... Stuck it, you know. Blew it pretty well. I think about 2 days when I go.
Mm-hmm.
And when I landed back in France, I had 20 francs. I had 200 francs. Yeah. I had 200 francs on me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, them days, it used to be 20 francs to a dollar, I think it used to be. 20 francs to a dollar. So that would be... about $20 I have left when it gets back into the mine. Anyway, we went there. And when we goes back, we went back to... we heard about the Canadians being up in Passion. Oh, Christ, it's all right. They'll be in there. Get Carl cut to hell and we'll go in there. They're free.
Mm-hmm.
Christ, we got there. When I stepped off the train at Castor, I gets on the bloody curb and some buses was going there. Oh, friend, you're just back in time. Where the hell are you going? Over the top in the morning. Jesus Christ, you little shit. Yeah.
So you got back just in time?
Just in time to go over with him, yeah.
Lucky you, eh, friend?
Oh, Christ, whatever.
Tell me what you saw when you got to Passion Bay. What were the conditions like?
Oh, it was a bastard. It was a bastard. We had a shallow. That's the only bloody thing I was headquarters. The company, B Company, of course, was a bloody big shallow.
And there's no trench system per
no.
se. It was just shoals.
That's right. And Strombeck Creek run along in front of us.
That was in the base of that valley that cut Passchendaele in half. The valley and the creek in the center?
Back in there. Cut the creek in there?
And cut the valley, the creek. Yeah, there was something else.
Valiant there. No Valiant there, unless you... damn it.
But there was that river there. That creek.
Strombeck Creek. That was we went in there on the 25th of April.
October.
Of October. In the fall of 17, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
At Strombeck Creek. It was right at the foot of this bloody hill. We another hill that we were supposed to take. Three bloody pillboxes on the top of it.
It was a ridge, wasn't it?
No. Well, it was a ridge, but it run that way instead of this way. It was that way, you know.
That's what you mean.
And it didn't go very far. It was down here, you know, up here. It was only a small bloody hill, anyway. I see it now. I saw it now. You wouldn't think, oh, you never get a damn one of it. You know. It's all grown up with scrub and that. When I think of our fellows there that are missing, I got a bunch of names in there. Anyway, we went up there, we got in this place, and one of our platoons didn't report in. The old, we changed the company commanders then, we had a fellow named Charlton. Damn good fella.
Mm-hmm.
About 6'3". Every time he's in a rage, he gets wounded. He had a police band around him with bloody wound stripes. Charlton. He said, well, Clayton, he said, it gets it up to us to find that place. Up that bloody hill. I'm telling you, we was goddamn near the top. When I happened to be looking behind me, and I saw a bloody shell laying right down in this creek, Stonebeck Creek. And I said to him, hey, this one of our bloody own shells. And he said, I noticed it. Let's get the hell out of here. You know? So we dangled back. We never found that platoon that night. And the next day, I think this company commander had been looking around anyway. The next night we found them. Just up on the bank of this creek, above the boat water.
Mm-hmm.
In a bloody, just a goddamn row of holes.
Were they all right?
Oh yeah, they were all right. They didn't have any cattle in there. And these two, we were two New Zealand, we relieved the New Zealanders there.
Mm-hmm.
And they left two of their officers there. They said, we'll stay here, the platoon, your platoon, relieve it, our platoon, come out here. And they waited a long time there. Must be fucking near daylight before their platoon showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And they were left there. Anyway, they told this company commander where the hell they were. The next night we went up, you know, and then the day after that was the time when they told us we're going over in the morning at 5:40. So the old major, he sent me, you go run down to battalion headquarters, run down to battalion headquarters, bloody mud, shit, oh Christ, it was a bastard.
Mm-hmm.
I went to this battalion headquarters and they said they didn't have anything, no shovels or anything like that. They didn't cut nothing, only entrenching to them. So when I get back, I just probably got this shell all cut the headquarters. And I see the two stretcher parties. I said, who the hell you got there, fellas? Is that you, Clayton? Officer Stretcher. I said, yeah. That you, Major? Yeah, you got it bad? Oh, very bad. He said, you go down the fire platoon and tell him that he's the senior officer now. I'm good.
How badly was he hurt?
Well, he was all right. He come back about 6 months afterwards, just in time. I'll see you, I'll tell you. Okay. Anyway, and so I thought, question, who's the double ration around come up last night?
Which is a sure giveaway, isn't it?
That must be where the headquarters. Mm-hmm. Must be, but nobody give out no ration yet. Mm-hmm. Still dark, isn't it? So I dug this one. And Chris, I got this sack. Chris, there was a guy in the other end that took the English, put a bottle of rum in each sack, and then tried to set two sacks together, rum on his shoulder. Mm-hmm. Well, he grabbed one sack and out the other. And he'd let go of you. And he was a machine gun sergeant. Oh, Pete Henry. Is that you, Fred? I said, yes. Well, all right, you take one, I'll take the other. So I dagged up. I hid this near this platoon. I went in the platoon. And I told this officer, you're going over 540. You think? And I see I'd made a mistake by saying I think they went over 540. You know? They should have been. They're going over 540. They should have been dead. You don't know. You go and find out. Well, who the hell's going to find out? Walking around in the middle of the night in a heap of bloody shit and mud. Mm-hmm. So I went back to where I did this rum and I got it and I takes it down to 7:20. Seven was my favorite, you know, because I joined the bloody outfit first. And old Jack Walker was with him anyway. I said, Jack, you want some rum? Where are you from? I said, his bottle. Told the old Jack, I said, I got mine. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go through. He said, yeah, I'll say something. Yeah. And he was just trying to dish this out. He gave me some of them scotties, like Black Smitty. Mm-hmm. He was a log of some goddamn thing. He was a real tough passenger. Anyway, went up at him, shaking his bloody fist, and don't give a boy a love. And also, because Jack wasn't, you know, he had a gallon of rum for the whole party platoon. He wasn't much, you know. Mm-hmm. Pour it out, tart, full, blow your head off. Anyway, that's it. So when we went over.
This time you folks were assaulting instead of being in reserve.
Yeah, I went over the top and
And the ground was mud?
Oh, Christ, mud. And what?
How fast could you move?
Oh, you had it. Slow, Christ, slow. It would take you, Christ, an hour to get down that road, I think.
Yeah. Tell me, how about artillery? Did they do what they did at Vimy? Did they keep the Germans under?
No.
So they were shooting machine gun fire into you when you were doing this?
They were shooting everywhere. You see, our guns, the only guns that they could fire on was a heavy one that was back where the ground was solid and they were on it.
They couldn't bring the guns forward enough?
No, but if they put them out down we was, they'd be sinking every shot to be fired, they're going to be up in the air one minute, the next minute be down below. Yeah, no. Now that was, I don't remember the bloody barrage. That's the way it was. I don't remember how barrage, but only Jerry's. Mm-hmm. When Jerry fired it up, there was a fellow from the, what bloody battalion was that? Yeah, 58th battalion. Mm-hmm. I was talking to him when the fucking shell come along and it went plunk right between us.
Sank and then exploded?
Yeah. But I wasn't, he said, I'm wounded. And I said, well, I Christ, it cut both sleeves of my overcoat right across there. My shoelaces was all cut. And the tin respirator there, the bloody, something had gone right through there, tore that off me there. George, I was kind of fucked up and everything. I said, I am too. And I was going down the hill and shaking my hand. And the feeling come back in me.
Mm-hmm. And it started hurting, I suppose.
Yeah, feeling come back in me. I wasn't cut, though. But my gas mask was all shot up. Oh, Jesus. Hell of a fucking mess. Anyway, he had a slight wound in the arm. But that's the way, and that fucking shell right there in the mud.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that son of a nut was. Just lifted. Oh, no.
So how far did you make it when the shell?
Huh?
How far up did you make? Did you make it? You advanced?
Oh, I was over the top of the hill. I when it come away, it's no good going back there, because I wasn't wounded. I went, I had to go back again.
Yeah.
So I went up over the top. It was 40 hours cut over the top of that hill with the three pillars on the top of us.
Mm-hmm.
When we got in the trench, the other side, it was 3 hours.
Just
no,
three?
40 hours.
40. From the 100 that had started in
yeah.
the company?
Yeah, no, this is where we come to about that VC.
Shankland?
Yeah. Old Shankman, we got all this up. Shankman was the only officer. There was a sergeant. Oh, crazy.
It'll come to you in a while.
A hell of a good guy, this sergeant was. He was out of C Company.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only senior man I knew was there. And, the only one I remember. Anyway, Shankman told this side, and he said, I've got to go back to battalion headquarters and make a report out. So he dangles back to battalion headquarters. Now this is what happened when he got in battalion headquarters. Old Foster, you know Foster, the chief of police at Vancouver?
No, but he was in that battalion at that time, but
hey?
He was chief of police later. I don't know him now.
He was chief of police in Vancouver just since the war.
Mm-hmm.
And he was had the 58th Battalion. This was a battalion that was alongside of us.
Mm-hmm.
Not him. And he come in the headquarters. And he told us, we'd lost our colonel on the Somme, and we had a temporary colonel. Oh, he's a fellow with his voice had gone, you know, roaring squawk. He's up there. Anyway, he was in charge. So old Foster said to me, how are you doing? Oh, he said, I've just got one officer left, and probably men ain't none of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell we do. He said, who's the officer? Oh, he said, there's Shankman here. I'm just pulling him out. Oh, he said, just hold your horses, he said. We'll get something out of this. I have a little fold of papers that the adjutant, I met the adjutant after the war, right? And he saved this record of that buddy. This short arm thing they put together.
Mm-hmm.
But this Shankman, oh Christ, I forget that bloody officer's name. One officer that was in Foster's outfit,
mm-hmm.
that they put in for the VC. Now, if you know anything about the record of the VC, it's this way. If any group of men do something, not by themselves, but a group, you know,
mm-hmm.
make something that is worth a VC, you know. The senior man gets that VC
mm-hmm.
to wear for the reason. Do you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's the way these bloody VCs are used to.
Mm-hmm. This is how Shankland got his.
That's right. Now, I was at the... what the hell was that name that, well, they got, there's a group of fellas here in B.C. That they have fellows to take a fight. And they...
Is it a Veterans Association, is that what you're thinking of?
Yes, a Veterans Association. Not to be, that's not the name of them, though.
The Fornix?
Ah, Fornix. I went and had a Fornix one time with old Pete Trappett. He's come out there, so I went out. And when you were a stranger in there, you had to give a record of time, what he was in. Mm-hmm. So and I said, Private Creighton, 15-23-27, 43rd Battalion. Christ, I see all the fellas. And well, after that, you had to sit down for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good for these fellas' company. Do you know Shankman?
Me?
No. Oh. That's what they tell me. Do you know Shankman? Sure, I know bugger well. Well, tell us that, Mama, and we see. They was all so goddamn. But that's the way he got that, the way he got his DCM. He was already room sergeant major when he got DCM.
Mm-hmm.
None of them, like, you take the DCM. You don't have to do anything to show you're in your guts or anything for DCM, you know that?
No.
You know? Well, the baker...
He got a DCM?
That made the bread in Belong got the DCM.
Well, it's Distinguished Conduct Medal, right?
That's right.
So suppose he displayed distinguished conduct in baking bread.
That's right.
But
see,
surely...
And the BC is something similar. Well, the DSO rather is similar to that.
Distinguished Service Order.
See? Yeah, that's right. See all the colonels in that line? And yet a bloody frontline soldier gets it. He can be blaming who the hell... You don't know how he got it.
Mm-hmm.
Where was he when he got it?
Mm-hmm.
See? Like my mate, my company one. He got the DCO. He deserved the goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, take a look at this, sir. Look at the DSO and the DCOs. You're not going to find many privates with medals there. They're almost all officers.
Well, the privates, you know.
But tell me about the act of valor that Shanklin and his men supposedly did, and what
well,
did
you do. Well, we done something when we took this bloody hill. It was 40 hours, 44 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Got this hell.
Did he lead you?
He was the man in charge.
But did he lead you? Or was he just nominally in charge?
Well, he kept tucking up behind him.
Did the sergeant take you up?
Yeah, the sergeant. We all thought... Now, old Lipsett, when we was out of the line, before we left Passenger, he come to give us a talking to.
Mm-hmm.
And we lined up, the whole bloody outfit lined up, the way you would line up the whole battalion.
The whole
battalion was on parade.
Mm-hmm.
You'd line up there. See?
In company formations?
Yeah, and platoons, you see?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ, honestly, yeah. It was wicked to see. And old Lipsett got his boys, he said, I'm glad to say there's a VC amongst you. And he was all looking at this place, sergeant. Christ, he said, you're Lieutenant Shankman. Oh, that was a fool. He knew it right. Oh, yeah, he knew the hell that he was somebody in bullshitting him and gun. Put that. But nonetheless, he was stuck with it.
But tell me, when he said Shanklin, were there noises in the crowd? People?
Oh, yeah. All the, you know. Well, you couldn't help it.
Yeah. What does Shanklin do? What was his reaction?
On the parade, you know. But the sergeant, this sergeant, would get the DCM.
Mm-hmm.
And he was also a bomb-proof job.
Mm-hmm.
He got sent away. Because Lipsick made an inquiry somehow or other.
And he found out that it was
a sergeant.
It was
a bloody sergeant that should have got the DC, yeah.
And he got rid of the sergeant, so nothing would...
That's right, they got rid of it. Put him on a bomb-proof job. I guess he really was lucky, you know.
To get out of the mud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can we stop right here because we're getting almost near the end of our tape?
Can you what?
Stop it right.